Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday, the 13th day of October 2005. And we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Coming up, we're going to talk to a real weather modification expert. I saw this article in the Midland Reporter Telegram. So my producer got this guest to come on with us, Waylon Ben Livingston, known of course, is a veteran and a hero of Korea and Vietnam, is also a weather modification expert. And Waylon Ben Livingston knows his ideas are controversial, so he steps lightly when talking about them. His theories have been proven. The technology is in place. Research shows his ideas could save hundreds, maybe even thousands of lives. He is a fascinating man with credentials as long as the wingspan of the airplanes he flew as a commander with the U.S. Navy in Korea and Vietnam. Livingston, now 77, worked inside the federal government, inside the military, as a weather modification specialist, and he'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. And we'll get his take on HAARP and on Secretary of Defense Cohen's comments about the new weapons being weather control weapons. We'll get his take on, of course, the meteorologist out of Pocatello, Idaho, and much more coming up in the next hour as we continue to investigate weather control, weather modification that's now hit the mainstream of America from the fringes of even this broadcast many years ago to mainstream news today. It is 2005, ladies and gentlemen, and we are now in the future. We are now living the future, and The private crime syndicate that controls our government and the globe has been suppressing technology for over 50 years. We are at least 30 years ahead of what we publicly have available or even know about. But it's becoming increasingly hard for the global controllers to hide all of this technology. We're now learning their plans for us, and of course it mirrors the data we have collected over the years by going to urban warfare training drills. Pentagon plans to beef up domestic rapid response forces. This is out of the Washington Post. They'll be totally federalized and will be our new federal force to dominate the states as well as our populations. Has nothing to do with fighting terrorism or keeping us safe during disasters. This is Caesar crossing the Rubicon. This is dictatorship. This is what Ron Paul, 2 days ago, Congressman Ron Paul said on this broadcast, is government preparation for gun confiscation and total enslavement. Now, that's what Ron Paul said. And the article that we wrote, basically it's just a transcript of his comments, is posted on PrisonPlanet.com as well as Infowars.com, but it hasn't gotten the attention it deserves. It is a very important story. Because it isn't Alex Jones saying it, it's not some other talk show host saying it, it's Ron Paul, a veteran of Vietnam, a medical doctor, with the most conservative voting record in the Congress, and he said the government is moving for martial law and gun confiscation. This is the plan. Do you understand? Not a drill, not a game. Throughout history, powerful elites seek to set up dictatorships, seek to enslave. It is the nature of power. It is the nature of history. And it is happening again. And no amount of beer or football will cover that up. You can try to drown your sorrows at the topless bar. It ain't going to happen, folks. You better face what's happening. Pentagon plans to beef up domestic rapid response forces. All of this on the heels of discussions of impeachment and indictment. We live in very scary times. I mean, are you noticing what we're in the middle of right now? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got an expert on weather control, weather modification coming up in the next hour. We're going to have wide open phones on this live Thursday, 13th day of October, 2005 edition. Toll-free number to join us. On air, 1-800-259-9231. I did over 9 hours of broadcast yesterday. Quite enjoyable. Two TV shows and, of course, my own radio show, a radio interview, and then 3 hours on Coast to Coast. And then my children woke me up at about 7:30 a.m. today after I went to bed about 5. So I am going to be in rare form today. You can absolutely be assured of that. I'm kind of being serious. Sometimes when I'm completely burnt out, I have better shows because it takes my hyper edge off. But who knows? Regardless, we're going to cover the vital news and information today. But as soon as I went off the air last night with George Norrie and, of course, Paul Watson making his debut on the second biggest radio show in the country, Coast to Coast AM, only behind Lord Limbaugh in hourly and a weekly aggregate listenership, I realized that I didn't even talk about all the new memos that broke yesterday in the L.A. Times and in many other publications. Now, we already knew this, but still, to have it just confirmed in their own secret, marked highly confidential, not for distribution, Exxon, Mobil, Texaco, Chevron. I was on for 3 hours last night with George Norrie. really just decimating, dismantling, annihilating, incinerating the fraud, the putrid lie that is peak oil and the entire pantheon, the entire gallery of problem, reaction, solution, artificial scarcity paradigms being pushed by the diamond cartel, the water cartels, the oil cartels, the technology cartels, all of them. It's the science of feudalism and control. And Nori, of course, just let us go wherever we wanted to go. But on my own broadcast yesterday, I never got into this. And for those that don't know, we've pointed out that since the late 1970s, not a single new oil refinery has been opened in the United States. And, you know, I come from an oil family. I mean, my mother's father was a roughneck. My dad's uncle, you know, ran one of the major refineries in Houston until a few years ago when he retired. I have had just, you know, so many connections to oil and the business. A lot of family that have been petroleum geologists. And so it's always been a joke. You know, of course there's more oil than we can shake a stick at. Of course we're drowning in oil. I mean, that's just known by anybody who's close to oil. And literally, I mean, from my mother's brother who worked on oil rigs in college before he went to Vietnam to, you know, the rest of my family that have been roughnecks and geologists, you name it, it just isn't true that we're running out of oil. We are literally drowning in it. They suck oil out of those wells in Africa. They suck it out of those wells in Venezuela or in Saudi Arabia or in Alaska, and it just refills itself. And they're not even drilling deeply. When you drill deep, you just continually hit bigger and bigger reservoirs. But again, all that's a side issue. We can directly link the Club of Rome, which is a policy body of the Bilderberg Group. People always say, well, who really runs it, Alex? The Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, Committee of 300, Committee of 100, CFR, Trilateral Commission, International Royal Institute of International Affairs. You know, who really runs it? Well, if you look at who heads up the Audubon Society, who heads up the CFR, who heads up the Trilateral Commission, who's on the steering committee of the Bilderberg Group, you're only talking about 250 people or so. Give or take that number each year, it fluctuates. And the same little group sits on the boards of all these other groups. It's just like a corporate or governmental structure. And they literally just fly around via Gulfstream and Learjet around the globe with military escorts and protection. And they just are, on a daily basis, landing in some new city giving orders. They have total control of the IMF, World Bank, EXIM, International Bank of Settlements, checkbooks out of computers that just produce more zeros and ones that we back up by our labor, blood, sweat, and tears. And we can trace back to the 56 when they created the fake theory of you know, this supposed oil running out, and we can see it tracked over 30 years ago to Club of Rome, the classified population control documents released in CIA national security briefings. I mean, this is all public. Where they say that they've got to destroy the middle class, and they've got to reduce population forcibly, and that food, water, and oil, all energy resources, and food, water, oil, it's all energy, human energy for the human body, or energy for crops to feed the human body, or energy for your vehicle, energy for the power plant, energy for your space heater coming up this winter. And we've known this. I mean, this is not hidden. But everybody's talked about how they haven't built a new refinery since, what, 1977. This is with demand only going up and up and up and up. And we hear, oh, the environmentalists, which are one of the little attack dog groups, why they've kept new refineries from being built. This is how it works, folks. It's called rent-a-mob, or it's called creating a fake grassroots organization. The government, controlled by the big oil companies, needs somebody to point to who, quote, is the public saying they don't want more refineries to act like it's some organic grassroots movement. We've always known that it's the oil companies who will go in, buy up a private refinery, for 2-3 times what it's worth. Oh, you don't want to sell? How about double? Don't want to sell? How about triple? Shut that sucker down. They don't get them out, you know, producing. The Bakersfield field owned by Dutch Roll Shell outperforming, let me read the numbers here, by 51 times their projections. And what did they do? They were going to shut it down. And they did. And there was a big investigation. They were forced to sell it. Just shut it down. Because, look, they'd rather sell you a gallon of gas for $10 and have a monopoly of control and not have any competition than sell you a gallon of gas for 50 cents, what it's really worth. These are monopoly men. This is about centralization of control. And so now we have these memos from Texaco and Chevron and Mobil and others. I'm looking at them right here. They're posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, where they say, we're going to create artificial scarcity. This has started in 1996. It had already been going on, but these memos. We want to accelerate the shutdown of refineries all over the country, because there's such an overabundance of production of oil, this is a way that we can jack up the prices. I mean, I'm actually reading it here. Please, go read it. You read the L.A. Times, I mean, they admit this is going on, but they really whitewash it. Forget what the newspaper says. You know, that's bad enough. Go read the actual cynical memos. There's a whole bunch of them. I mean, where they laugh at us. It's a big, fat joke. And look, we already knew this. Again, we don't need to read secret documents to look at the facts. George Bush has control of the House, the Senate, the legislative, the entire legislative system. He's got the executive and 30-plus Republican governors, and he's got the judicial. And what are we seeing? They're not opening up the petroleum reserves in Alaska. It's got more sweet and light crude than all of Saudi Arabia. They're not doing any of that. They're not letting us open up the stuff off the coast of Louisiana and Mississippi that even dwarfs Alaska. They're not letting us have any of it. 80% of the oil that's out of limited fields in Alaska fuels most of Japan and China. We're not even allowed to have our own oil. And so there's no debating. And people say, well, you said George Bush went into Iraq for oil, but no oil's flowing. So what do you mean he wanted oil? Don't you understand if they're discovering, you know, double the fields they thought of high-quality crude in Russia and all those just trillions of gallons of oil up there in the stands, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, the other five stands. They got to go in there and dominate those regions so the oil can't flow. Listen, they really got mad at Saddam Hussein before the Gulf War, even though he was our big buddy. That's why one of the reasons they set him up, told him, go ahead and invade Kuwait, we're your ally, because he was over-pumping, in their words. He was driving down the price. Saddam was greedy. And so he could make a little extra off selling a whole bunch of it. He was driving down the Saudi, the Venezuelan, the Alaskan crude prices. Don't you remember in 1990? The good old days of 80 cent gas? Well, a few months later, after the war started, you were paying $1.50, weren't you? And now you wish for $1.50. So by the oil not flowing out of Iraq, they increase the price. It's called artificial scarcity. And another example of this is Diamond Empire, even on PBS. We interviewed the British lady who interviewed it. When she got off her private yacht after she completed production, a couple guys came on the boat, said, you better not release that film, and broke her jaw and beat her up. But she was able to get in, because she had these big credentials, to De Beers warehouses in France and the Netherlands, giant warehouses full of huge crates, literally brimming with diamonds. And you'll pay $5,000, $10,000 for 1 carat, and they literally lay all over the ground in Africa. Heaps of them. They're semi-precious at best. Diamonds are barely on the scale of semi-precious. They are worthless. But through a monopoly, you'll mortgage the house because your fiancé demands it. We'll be right back.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
A lot of people walk up to me on the street and say they can never get in on the show. And I love some of our regular callers. But after I take this gamut, this run of calls, this clip of calls, I want first-time callers after that. As much as I love some of our regular callers, I want first-time callers today. 1-800-259-9231. As soon as you hear us go to a caller and hang up on them, as soon as they disconnect, call in first-time callers, 1-800-259-9231. Robert in Colorado. Robert, welcome. Hi.
Good morning, Alex. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it. Man, I'm sorry I missed you on yours earlier last night. I forgot about that. I meant to listen, but I slept through it, though. I bet I missed a good show. A couple weeks ago, you talked about Madison versus Marbury.
Marbury versus Madison.
I'm sorry, I had it wrong. Bring up speed on that. I've heard of that case, but I'm not sure what's involved. What is that about?
Well, any law that's in violation of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights is null and void. And, you know, I overuse this example, but there's no better.
Mm-hmm.
If the feds say blacks aren't human beings and have to report for slavery, the blacks don't have to follow that. It's totally criminal, and that government must be immediately removed. I mean, if the government declares itself God, it ain't God, folks. We have basic rights.
Or like the new federal bankruptcy law that goes into effect on the 17th, that's another good example.
Man, there's all, look, everything's tightening down. Everything. They're about to pass a free speech law to restrict free speech. They're passing forced drugging laws, ID cards, martial law. I mean, it's happening, folks. Everything we talked about is now happening. Robert, thanks for the call. Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I heard your interview last night. I have to say, you do a great job of investigative reporting with you and John Watson. Matter of fact, pretty soon I'm going to call you Sherlock Jones and Mr. Watson. That's how good a job of investigation you guys do. And there's certainly more free speech and democracy on your show than there probably is in this nation today. That's what I've come to a conclusion. I have noticed, Alex, the last 2 weeks, and maybe you've noticed this too, on like the neocon talk shows, radio, TV, they're circulating that Dick Morris, that little worm, and he's trying to weave a web of getting people used to the idea that the next election will be something like Condoleezza Rice versus Hillary, as though those are the only viable choices that we have.
In other words, he's always worked for the Clintons, and he still does, and he's a chief political analyst for Fox News. Rupert Murdoch has lavish meals for 4 hours every week. Multiple New York papers have reported. It's all staged, and you're right. Wormhead and the Republicans and the Bushes are now positioning Rice and that witch, I can't even say her name, Senator Clinton.
Yeah, they're conditioning us to act as or think as though there are only two flavors in the national ice cream parlor.
Well, you're right. I mean, Dick Morris just exudes shark-likeness, little pointed teeth, little beady eyes. He's like a little piggy demon or something out of the Amityville Horror.
And this is what they're doing. But what I don't like is that the American people tend to fall into this conditioning, that they only think there's only two flavors, chocolate or vanilla, that there are no other flavors, nobody else.
That's what they do. Listen, that's the old con artist game. Here's your choices, take it or leave it. When there's a whole spectrum, again, they give us false choices, limited choices, as if that's the full spectrum.
You know, when it's not that, when they're not conditioning us, then it's the technology. That report, what you did on Nuri last night was great about the crude. And, with the winter coming up, and I believe they anticipate fuel prices going up 50%. Does the average American, as you said, all the beer in the world isn't going to drown the truth, does he understand the impact of that? Do they know how that's going to impact our lives?
Of course they do. Listen, the Club of Rome and others openly say that we've had it too good, too long, and that they're going to bring us to our knees. But there are millions of people literally on subsistence level, but they've got it set up now where if old people go on welfare to get help, the government just takes their house, so there'll be lots of land grabbing and property grabbing in this process. Thanks for the call, Ron. Jim in Michigan. Jim, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Good, sir.
I'm calling with regard to the weather modification idea, and you had just mentioned here this morning that that it's harder and harder to keep the truth quiet. It is getting out, and I just recently read a book of fiction by Sidney Sheldon called Are You Afraid of the Dark? And this is a book all about tyrants getting hold of a machine that can control the weather. But what's important in this book is that in the afterword, in the book he says, every scenario that he used in that book of weather modification has been done and is being done by two major powers on the earth, the United States and Russia, and he says that they actually did a test several decades ago.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jim, Rodney, Steve, Jay, Clay, many, many others. Your calls are coming up here just about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to get back into all the talk of impeachment, all the talk of indictments, and open discussion of martial law. The president outside of Congress, outside of the governors, outside of the people, just I am your ruler. And, you know, long after Bush is gone, Hillary Clinton or Schwarzenegger or whoever our great Führer will be, they will have this criminal power. I mean, why do they make federal laws against it? Why does the Constitution speak out against it? There's a reason for this. And that's what I cover in my film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. What are we seeing? We're seeing martial law being openly pushed, being acclimated, and the rise of what? The rise of the police state. This is my penultimate film at this point. It's the best video I've ever made. It's a mini-series, 3 hours long. And I bemoan the fact that more people don't get it. I mean, you need to have this film. Big discounts when you get multiple copies of any of my documentaries. And your support is obviously goes right into the fight against the globalists. And I can't think of any place out there where your support will go more towards the fight at literal point-blank range, muzzle-to-muzzle engagement of the enemy. I mean, we are ramming them, ladies and gentlemen. This was a sea battle. We are, you know, as Lord Wellington said, actually, Lord Wellington was the was land-based. It was, haven't had much sleep, folks, about 2 hours. It was Lord Nelson, damn the torpedoes. Or was it, damn the maneuvers, go straight at him. Somebody else said something else. I'm trying to go over my historical memory here, and my memory of history, and it's failing me this morning after, again, 9.5 hours of broadcast yesterday. But you need to get martial law. You need to have this video. You can go to InfoWars.com to order it via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or if you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, hundreds of my weekly TV reports and special video reports, just amazing information you won't see anywhere else, all of my films, dozens of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other ebooks, all of my best audio interviews, including the Ron Paul interview we just did a few days ago about martial law. And take my new film, 40-plus minutes, The Order of Death, detailing the new footage inside Bohemian Grove by our news source that worked there. Inside the Owl, showing the sacrificial effigy up close, the skeletal remains. It's a metal skeleton after they burn the outside off of it. Just so much information in this new film, and it's an e-film. It's going to be up there for about a month before it's available on DVD and VHS. And you get a chance to see that by going to PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And so I hope you take action. I hope you get involved. I hope you join PrisonPlanet.tv as well. But really, everybody needs to see the film Martial Law. All right, before we get to your calls, another thing that people need to do is to realize that I don't have big murky water filters because I'm worried about floods or earthquakes or wildfires or contaminated water, you know, from some big event. I drink filtered water because I know what's currently in the water. I know about the invisible death that's in the water. The literal thousands of chemicals and toxins and herbicides and pesticides, the allowable amounts that are in there turn your water into a toxic base, a toxic witch's brew. And I really hope that you'll take advantage of New Millennium's Made in America Big Berkey products. They are the national manufacturer and distributor, so you get the lowest prices. Again, Indian knockoffs cost on average $75 more. And you hold up their little elements in their little hollow nothings. You hold up a Black Berkey element, it is substantive, it is thick, it is amazing, and it's been tested by major universities, a new standard in water purification. I mean, it takes it out to where it's non-detectable, and that's a new standard. And joining us for a few minutes is Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts. If you call and they were busy during a hurricane or the phones were always busy, you couldn't get through, call them now. Their phones are wide open. Give the Berkey as gifts or get replacement elements. They have little sports bottles, too, that are excellent, little filters, very economical. This is what I give as a gift every Christmas. Debbie, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. I look forward to getting your video.
Oh, the new film?
The new one, yeah. It sounds really good.
Well, it won't be out for about 3 weeks or so, but it is available right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Debbie, people need to call you. They need to make the commitment to stop drinking the poison.
Absolutely, and especially right now, our phone lines are more open than they've been in the last month. And, you know, for the people who've been trying to get through and weren't able to, and, you know, for some reason we couldn't hook up, this is a great time to be able to get your orders in. We have more stocks coming in as we speak. We're getting restocked from the shortages that we were having during all the hurricanes, and now we can make sure that people not only are having their Berkeys for times of distress, but for every day, because Berkey water filters really are for every single day. I was at Walmart yesterday, and there was a guy there who was filling up like 20-gallon things of water out of one of those machines, and I stopped and talked to him and exchanged numbers. You know, why haul water when you can be absolutely sure that you're having the best water made right in your own house?
Well, this is a paradox. Everybody knows the tap water isn't safe to drink. It tastes disgusting, even in cities that are rated as better than some. But why do people go to these purification units at the major stores when there's been press reports that if they don't replace the filters in those properly, it becomes highly toxic because at a certain saturation point, it pours through, and then you get the condensation of poisons and toxins from 6 months into, you know, your 1 gallon of water, and you go home and drink it and literally drop dead. I mean, this has been in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Bottled water, on average, is more toxic and dirty and contaminated. This is mainstream news. Just type it into Google. Than tap water. I mean, these companies are a joke. Why, you got to take responsibilities for yourself. You got responsibilities. It's a new word. Responsibility for yourselves. Do not let your children drink this trash. And stop being dependent. And I am preaching. I believe in this. Debbie, how do folks give you a call?
They can call me toll-free at 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Or they can go to berkeywater.com, which is spelled BerkeyWater.com. And if they do order online, to be sure to put in the comments that they heard it on Alex Jones, and then we'll be sure to add the free gift with their order. You know, whatever applies to what.
And that's a sheltering in place DVD about making your house safe from chemical and biological, or a portable sports bottle that has 630 refills.
Right.
And or you can get the potassium iodate, which they've handed out to the feds, but not to the cities around nuclear power plants. Debbie, I really want to thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to talking to your listeners.
You bet. Thanks, Debbie. And by the way, side issue, but it ties into this. Last night I was looking on Drudge Report, and there was an ABC News report about, 40-something, I'm going from memory, I printed it off, it's here on the stack. It was 40-something nuclear power plants on university campuses that nobody knows about, and how they drove a Ryder truck right up at MIT to the giant reactor up there in Massachusetts. No security guards, no nothing. I mean, they got cops on the highway pulling you over going, "We want to search your car. What's this for? It's post 9/11. Shut up." But the border's wide open. And right here in Austin, I mean, there's nothing to stop you. You can just go up to the J.J. Pickle Research Laboratory, and they've got a substantive reactor. And folks, every time I talk about this, I get some idiot email or somebody on the street going, "There ain't no reactor. I'd know." Okay, Bubba. This, I guess, out of sight, out of mind. They're in the moon that came up last night. I just don't know how to. The point is that these reactors are everywhere. And you know what? They're pretty safe. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say they're not safe. I tend to like nuclear power. The point is that if we're really under this terrorist threat, why aren't they guarding these nuclear power plants that are all over the country? I mean, it's just an example of how dumbed down the public is. I've talked to cops here in Austin. Don't even know. We've got a pretty big, it's a good-sized reactor right here in North Austin. And I'm told they've even got another little one at UT downtown. But I just don't know how to, I don't even know why I'm getting off into it. The point is that you need potassium iodate. The point is, you really do need to get the water filters and stop drinking the poison. 888-803-4438. Write this number down. 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. Now I'm going to shove about it. Let's go right back to Jim in Michigan, then Rodney, Steve, Jay, Clay, and others. Go ahead, Jim.
By the way, I do have all your videos, Alex, and I want to say they are great. And there's another thing I haven't heard you mention about them. Every time you listen to them, you pick up something new because it's so compacted with information that you cannot walk away with digesting the whole thing at one time. So every time I listen to them, I find something new in there. And I have my Crown Berkey. I got my potassium IV. I got to get my Geiger counter thing yet. But we're on the road here, and we're really listening to the good information that you got. I was saying about Sidney Sheldon mentioning in the afterword of his book, Are You Afraid of the Dark, that he claims that there was a test made in Wisconsin several decades back. I don't know whether this was the 50s, 60s, or what, but he said they generated winds of 175 miles an hour, caused $55 million in damage, and just a torrential amount of rainpour coming down. Now, if that information has been out long enough that authors who I do not know of to be plugged in to the circle of listeners that you have can get that information, then there must be ways. It was just mentioning how good your research team is. I don't know how to research something like that.
Well, Jim, listen, I appreciate your call, but let me tell you how to do it. 12 years ago when I first started getting involved, 11 years ago when I went on TV, 10 years ago when I went on radio, we would have to go down to the library, and I'd go to the UT library, and I'd actually go into the stacks, and I'd do keyword searches in the microfilm on Henry Kissinger, or on the Bilderberg Group, or I would get newsletters of other people around the country that were doing similar research, and they would flag news articles and have photocopies of them, and then I could go check it out and do more research on it. And we'd be like, look, we've got another document. Here's where they admit they want to take our guns, or here's a plan to, you know, turn our troops over to the UN. Here's another State Department document. And, you know, now, though, with things like Google and whole newspaper archives being put online and, you know, all this stuff happening, just type in Secretary of Defense Cohen weather modification comment, and you'll get the Army's official website. I mean, you can go to the Army's website and read about slave camps, how they built 12 camps and how Americans have secretly been on them since 1986 and they declassified in 97 and how they take federal prisoners to them to slave. And I mean, I'm not kidding, folks. It's just bizarro stuff. I mean, the L.A. Times comes out with the article about, turns out blogs had actually gotten it, you know, with the oil companies ripping everybody off and shutting down refineries. Well, then you just Google it, and you go through, and you go to the government's own website, and there's all the memos. So, you know, research, it's everywhere. I mean, they just passed a law in the Senate to create a federal Department of Weather Control. I mean, they've got Weather Channel specials, you know, about weather control. This is real stuff. So, I don't blame some people for not having all the info. I mean, this is what I do. Or if some people are auto mechanics, or some people are doctors, or some people are roughnecks on oil rigs, or some people are cops, this is what I do. And yes, I'm obsessed with it. I mean, literally, I just can't get enough of the truth, and I love knowing what's going on. And and once you get more of the picture, it's like a jigsaw puzzle that you put more and more pieces in. You know, it starts getting clearer and clearer and easier and easier. And and we scientifically go about this. We don't try to prove what, you know, the way we see the world. It's not even proving it anymore. They're just out in the open. We're going to take your guns. You're going to be our slaves. Ha ha, idiots. I mean, you know, it's we're going to poison you. Ha ha ha. I mean, we're going to kill you with cancer viruses. Ha ha ha. And then they do it, and just the general public go, I just can't believe it. Well, I mean, here it is, you know. Let's talk to Rodney in Texas. Go ahead, Rodney.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Sure.
First of all, I want to say that you did a commendable job last night, and I will admit I am a frequent caller, and I don't think that's a bad thing because it helps me.
Well, sure, Rodney. It's about – I don't think you're not that frequent. You call about once a week. Some people try to call every day, and mm-hmm. See, then we never get to all the new people.
Right. I do it because it enables me to be able to turn around and speak with other talk shows, you know, that I call into that I know have a large listening audience, and I'm able to present my facts in
sure.
a cogent way. But it's
what's on your mind, Rodney?
But here's what I was wanted to say last night when you were talking about the scarcity, the artificial scarcity with the oil. I was hoping that you would mention the new scarcity that they're trying to create with the water. Can you speak on that? And I'll hang up.
Well, thank you, Rodney, and we always love your call. You're always a great caller. Thank you. I was just saying first-time callers today because I noticed that a bunch of callers calling in I knew. Look, Again, it isn't our opinion. We have a population who doesn't know anything about politics, doesn't know what the three branches of government. You know, most adults don't know what the three branches of government are, much less. I mean, but they've got their opinion though about how things operate. And I'm not about to walk in to somebody that works on turbine propeller units for nuclear submarines and start telling them, you know, how it operates. They laugh at me. But there are people out there who know nothing about anything. And that Alex Jones, he's a full of propaganda. The IMF, the World Bank documents are public. Joseph Stiglitz went public, they've been released, their chief economist. We have Club of Rome documents, CFR documents. They even brag about it. I've heard them on NPR bragging, They are going to restrict water and tell you there's no water. And to do that, a few companies are buying it up to create a monopoly. And they're going to rip you off for fresh water. And they're propagandizing how there's no fresh water when all the evidence shows it's a fraud. So, yeah, everything's artificial scarcity, and they're just going to rape the daylights out of you on that. So, I could talk for 5 hours about that, you know, with water, metering wells, the rest of it.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, let's really blast through your calls quickly. We'll take calls, of course, in the next hour or two when our guest is on about weather modification. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Colorado. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Once again, good job last night. Got a comment and then two questions. First of all, the comment is the Club of Rome put out a map back in the early 70s, I believe it was, of their breaking down the world into 10 regions. And for those that are familiar with Revelation in the Bible, it talks about 10 kingdoms. And so I
By the way, the U.S. was broken into 10 FEMA regions under another name in what a 1937 New York Times article, front page spread that I actually own an original of. And then on top of it, it also has the earth in the 10 regions. So they've never gone off the same plan that Cecil Rhodes drew up.
Oh, I see. It goes back even to Cecil Rhodes, eh?
And he's the guy with the Oppenheimers and the diamond monopoly.
Okay, well, do you have a map on your website? Do you have any idea of that map? Because if
yes, I actually have it somewhere. I actually have like two storage buildings. I have an entire huge folder full of that stuff.
I see. Okay, because there was a book called En Route to Global Occupation.
Yes.
That you've probably heard of, that was written by Gary Kaw, that has a picture of that map and how the world is, they have broken it down into a 10
region. Through, excellent publication.
Yeah, and actually that's what NAFTA is all about. NAFTA, which obviously is not going to be put out in the news media, is it? NAFTA.
Well, actually the CFR came out 4 months ago with the plan for the Pan-American Union, and it was immediately implemented by Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, and the Canadian papers decried the end of their sovereignty.
Wow. But yeah, so anyway, NAFTA is one of the regions of the Ten Kingdom breakdown by the Club of Rome. But
well, it's actually three major blocks broken into ten regions.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I see. But then the 10 regions of the world where NAFTA is one of them.
That's yes, sir. I appreciate your call. Yeah. No, that's.
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Sure.
Okay. First of all, after Katrina, when the families were relocated, were the families actually separated? In other words, parents sent one place and kids sent another when they relocated them after Katrina?
Yes, in some cases they were, especially in the first few days after they wouldn't give them aid for 4 or 5. In the first few days, they would randomly just split families up and fly them one place, fly them another, and then it would take weeks to reunite them.
Evidently, if I remember right, under some of the executive orders that the government retains the right in an emergency to be able to split up families and send
Yeah, you can go read those executive orders on the Library of Congress website. But again, just because the government claims it's God doesn't mean it's so. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you there. Let's go to Jay in California. Jay, go ahead.
Thank you. If it were allowed to continue, the free flow of genuine information such as occurs on your program and others would eventually win back our country and bring the New World Order down. So they have developed a new weapon for themselves to stop this. It's called the Hate Crimes Act, which is getting ready to pass the Senate. And they will be coming at all truth broadcasters with this weapon, this axe, as hard as they can. And I just
let's be honest about this act. I've read it. It is a violation of free speech. It does federalize these mind control actions, these thought crimes. But it is not the end all be all. By saying this is the end, in a way, it's actually crying wolf, because then it won't be the end. And then people will go, oh, well, it wasn't the end. But it's one more big step towards it, and it shows us what they want to do.
I had just prayed that GCN and others, the people that run these great organizations, are building a self-defense strategy for themselves, because it's certain that all will come under attack as the pressure grows, sir. Thank you very much, Alex. Bless you.
No, thank you for the call. It's already happening. I mean, you know, they're already trying to restrict and control the web, Internet too, all of it. And, I mean, they arrested a whole bunch of Christians last year for praying. I mean, tried to put them in jail for 47 years. That's George Bush. But he says that Mrs. Myers is born again, so everything's okay.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.